Many salespeople refuse to pre-qualify their new leads the way that I've suggested today. And the reason is that if they have a lot of names in their follow-up system, they think that they have a whole lot of leads to work on. They don't need to prospect. The problem is in their thinking, is that the people that are quite often in our lead follow-up system are not really leads at all. What they are is cold prospecting or lukewarm prospecting at best. So it's important to remember that an important part of your sales process should be to pre-qualify every new lead and follow up with them relentlessly when you first get them. If you do that, you will convert a lot of those new clients in the first 3 days that you're losing to other people because they say no to you twice and they say yes to the fifth person that they talk to. Make sure that you get all five of those contacts in the first two to three days. Welcome back to Time Tested Mastery, Life Lessons Sell. I'm your host, Mark Dolan, and today we're drilling into one of the most profitable yet neglected skills in sales, effective lead follow-up. Let's be honest, most agents think they have a lead problem. They want more. But the truth is, it's not a lack of leads, it's how they treat those leads the moment they arrive. Here's the bottom line. Leads don't get warmer with time. They get colder. Don't mistake lead follow-up with cold or lukewarm at best prospecting. So if you're checking in once a week, just hoping for something to happen, this episode is your wake-up call. To start, I have to ask, do you know what a lead is? My definition is someone who has a need with sufficient motivation to buy in a reasonable period of time. They have the ability to buy. They're at least open to working with you. Now, that's far before someone simply pumping you for free information. And they need to have a reasonable deadline. Let's get one thing straight. Not everyone who fills out a form is a lead. Many are just a name. You've got to define your leads based on your goals. If you want to close 100 deals a year, your leads must be ready and willing to sign a contract in 7 days or less. If you're going for 50 deals a year, you need people ready to move forward in the next 2 to 3 weeks. If your goal is 25 deals, you're looking for people committed to doing something in the next 60 days. The industry average agent does 4 transactions a year because they treat anyone interested and breathing as a lead. So listen up. Interest is not qualification. Curiosity is not a commitment. If they're unmotivated and unqualified, they're not a lead. They're just a name. And they're a distraction. You can't talk an unmotivated buyer into signing a contract or qualify them to buy unless you want to loan them the money personally to close the deal. So stop letting too many names bury your real pipeline for lead follow-up. Put those names in a prospecting or a follow-up system. Here's your new standard and action plan. When a new lead comes in, your goal is 5 meaningful contacts in the first 1 to 3 days. You want to follow up until an appointment is made. So on day one, you want to have at least 2 to 3 touches, a call, a text, a video, maybe even a direct message. On day two, hit them up again twice. Day three and beyond, 1 quality follow-up if they're still unresponsive. Now you might ask why. Because most people say no 5 times before they will say yes. So if you spread your contacts out with your new leads, they're probably talking to other salespeople before you get back to them on the 5th contact. So your job is to sort through those no's quickly enough to get them to say yes to you. You want to provide value, confidence, and clarity, and persistence. And here's a pro-level move. If they say follow up in 2 weeks, you follow up in 1. That's not being pushy. That's being professional. Most people are testing your follow-through. Let's face it. Lousy salespeople are the norm. For your prospects, seeing is believing. So are you promising to be professional and responsive? Or are you demonstrating it without even telling them? And listen, don't just check in. Always be closing for the appointment. Great line. Would Tuesday at 4 or Wednesday at 10 work better for a quick 15-minute check-in? Now, it's important to know that Zoom or FaceTime is better than any telephone call if you can't meet them physically, belly to belly. You and I both know looking someone in the eyes gives you power in a presentation. A call is not the goal. An eyeball-to-eyeball meeting is. So remember your ABCs. Always be closing. Now let's put some words in your mouth that work. Text. Within the first 5 minutes, text, "Hey Mark, just saw your inquiry about homes. What's the number one thing you're hoping to find in your next place?" Your first call. "It's Mark. I saw you were checking out some properties. I'm curious, is there a move coming up soon or are you just browsing for fun?" You've got to listen for motivation. Then pivot to the ask. "I've got a 10-minute window tomorrow afternoon or later today. Would you like to connect and go over a couple of your options? Here's a suggestion on day two. Send a video text. Hey, it's Mark again. I know life gets busy, but I didn't want you to miss out on a couple of hidden gem listings that may not hit the public sites. Let me know if a quick 15-minute chat makes sense today." We need to become ruthless in our pre-qualification process. Here's a painful truth. If you're chasing unqualified leads, which are not leads at all, you're not building a business. You're just burning time. You've got to pre-qualify 100% of your leads for their motivation. Why now? Their ability. Can they actually buy? Are they open to using you? Or are they simply gathering information to disqualify you or a particular property? I want you to remember that you are your product. Your service, your process, your skill, your knowledge is your product. Your prospect can buy a home or a widget from anyone. Never forget what you are truly selling. It's you. And when they make an appointment, you know you've made the sale. So remember to ask the hard questions early. That filters out a lot of fluff. You're not in the business of making friends. I'm not suggesting that you be rude or unfriendly. The fact that you ask relevant questions and communicate clearly demonstrates your professionalism. Unserious buyers will identify themselves because they won't help you move through the process going forward. And that's good. You're in the business of solving problems, not wasting time. You want to work with people ready for you to solve their problems. Now remember, tech helps, but it doesn't replace you. Yes, use contact management systems. Yes, automate wherever you can. Yes, use AI. But never forget, a sincere human message and relationship beats a polished drip campaign every single time. So use the tech, the templates, the reminders, the systems. But remember to layer your voice, your tone, and your urgency over everything that you do. Going back to previous episodes, practice versatility in communicating with different personality styles. But don't make the mistake of being timid. Not asking the right questions is not being polite. It's not doing your job. It leaves you waiting for a buyer to grab the pen out of your hand and try to sign the contract. If you're waiting for that, that's a hallucination you can't afford. And remember things like this. Consistency isn't sexy, but it prints checks. So act like a salesperson because you are one. Let's land this message here with a challenge. Go back and review your last 10 leads. Ask yourself, how many got 5 meaningful contacts in the first 72 hours of me getting them as a new lead? How many were actually leads by your new standard? Then clean up your list. Ruthlessly qualify. And when you've got a real one, go all in. Like your next closing depends on it. Because in this business, it does. Thanks for tuning in to Time Tested Mastery Life Lessons Sell. If this episode hit home, share it with your team and drop a review to help others find the show. Until next time, I'm Mark Dolan reminding you, don't chase more leads, master the follow-up process, and they'll chase you.